With KLCC News, I'm Deanna Anderson. I interviewed Ijoma Oluo, a Seattle-based writer and self-described internet yeller who'll be speaking at the Eugene Public Library this week. Among other topics, her work focuses on race and identity. I asked Oluo how she came to write her New York Times bestseller, So You Want to Talk About Race.
I came to it kind of out of necessity. It's not necessarily a book I wanted to write in the beginning. I think, you know, most people of color who write about race, if you were to say, what's the book you'd love to publish? It's not going to be about race. And I wrote it because my agent actually had brought the idea to me, and she had said that she felt I had a way of explaining these complex issues in a way that people really understood. When I started asking people about problems they were having talking about race as I was thinking about possibly doing this, what I realized was that there were people of all races who were really having trouble getting past this beginning stages, that there were so many roadblocks in place, you know, in the way of having constructive conversations around race that weren't even about difference of opinion, but just fundamental knowledge about these issues and how they impact people, that I thought that if I could create something that people could kind of carry with them and maybe take a chapter at a time as it impacts them in their lives, that they would have a better chance of getting success out of these conversations and finding places to really act for change in these conversations.
Something that I read in the introduction of your book is that you mentioning moments like in your previous career included like making your voice quieter in meetings and laughing off racist jokes. And so you also talked about kind of switching your food blog to talk more about like race related topics. And I'm wondering if there was like a specific moment or if it was just a culmination of all those different things that you had to deal with that made you want to start talking about race more.
I was never reaching a point where I was beyond having to do that. You know, there was never going to be enough promotions where I wasn't going to have to still quiet my voice. There wasn't going to be enough raises, you know, where I wasn't still going to have to, you know, laugh off a racist joke. And I couldn't do it anymore. And then as the world, you know, as, you know, cell phones and the internet made it really more obvious, I think, about how much violence there still was out there, which I was aware of, but I think having it kind of shoved in your face over and over again, the way it has been with, you know, first with the, you know, murder of Trayvon Martin and all of these subsequent instances of, you know, very brutal brutality and murder of Black people that we're having to see over and over again when you already knew you were unsafe, but, you know, you really didn't need the imagery to go along with it. I realized that, you know, I was still just as worried for myself. I was worried for my kids. I was very worried for my brother. And I just decided to start talking about it more. I started realizing that, you know, my relationships I was building on this premise that I would be the person who would be okay with this was not real relationships. And it was kind of a half-life that I was living. And I really couldn't do it. I couldn't do it for myself. I couldn't do it for my kids. I couldn't do it for my community. And I just kind of stopped. And it started slowly, bit by bit, with, you know, a little post here and there. But then I really do think it was the shooting of Trayvon Martin that really kind of forced me into action.
So you will be coming to talk at the Downtown Eugene Public Library at the end of May. And I'm curious about what you, if there's like just one thing that you want people who attend your talk to take away from it.
I kind of take each appearance on its own, you know, looking at the crowd and listening to people and what they're saying. But for the most part, what I want people to do is to always know their intentions before they engage in any anti-racist work, especially white people. To know their intentions before they have these conversations and to be clear and open about them. A lot of times when we don't investigate, when we say something has to be done or we find ourselves in conversations about race, we have so many things that we're hoping to accomplish that we don't even know that are actually harmful to people of color because we haven't vocalized them and we're not aware of them, that these conversations don't go anywhere. And then oftentimes the blame for those conversations not going well is placed on people of color. And I really do want people to be far more intentional. This is not about hearts and minds. It's not about how much you love people of color or not. And it's not a group therapy session to talk about race. These need to be intentional conversations with the goal of finding action that can be taken in order to do better and to change the system that is harming and killing people.
Yeah, that sounds like a good place to wrap up. I really want to thank you for your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Ijoma Oluwa will be speaking at the Downtown Eugene Public Library on Thursday, May 31st at 6 p.m.